Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to the Stoop This AM on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, again doing my thing on this cloudy Saturday in the Northwest, man. But as usual, it'll probably burn off and turn out to be a nice day. Today is our 100th episode. I'm going to say that again. It is our 100th episode. We've been doing this. This is 100 episodes. Been going strong, doing our thing, man. Me, Lala, I done had all kind of guest appearances. People come in. You know, my girl Lola was rocking with me. B was rocking with me. You know, we've been doing it. Love was rocking with me. You know, like, so I've had a lot of people that have come through and hung out for a while. So today I decided, you know what, we're going to do the 100th show. And people are like, well, you know, go back and talk about past shows and topics and things. And I was like, you know what, let's just go inside the mind of me for a minute. You know what I mean? Let's go inside the idea behind the ideas, the mind behind the mind. You know what I mean? How these ideas come about. And we could just talk about it. And anybody can call and share and give their opinion on the show, you know, in the past shows, or talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's kind of an open conversation today. Because we're inside my mind, I decided to lace it with music that's going to just, you know, say exactly that and open up with that. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Feel free to call in 607-203-5357. Again, this is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. Now, a lot of things going on in the world, you know, and I always got to address, you know me, so I always got to address the things that's going on out there in the world first. Like, you know, there was a bombing recently in Afghanistan, and ISIS, of course, laid, you know, claim to it. Here's what kills me, right? I have to be real low. Don't nobody hear nothing about ISIS for a minute. A bombing happens and all of a sudden ISIS is like, we did it. I'm starting to think that ISIS just takes claim for anything. You know what I'm saying? Tire goes flat on the motherfucking road. We did it. You know, something bad happens over there across the road, you know, across the street. We did it. ISIS lays claim to everything. But here's what's funny to me. I mean, and it doesn't matter what, if it's in the United States, if it's outside the United States, ISIS lays claim to everything. Why ISIS ain't running around claiming all these shootings when the cops is beating up on black folks? You see what I'm saying? They know. There's certain levels that you can go to. There's certain things you can get away with. We can lay claim to the bombing over here that killed a bunch of people. We can't say that we're supporting these cops over here that's beating and killing all these black folks. We can't do that. We can't lay our name to that. I think it's just comical to me how, you know, ISIS just throws their name on everything. And it's always like, well, you know, the earlier reports said that ISIS had taken credit for, like, do we know that ISIS is actually doing this? Or is this just a bunch of cats that's pissed off, that's out there doing some stuff and really trying to just, you know, raise a ruckus? Let's think about that. What if a lot of the things that we have going on in the world today are being caused just to spread fear? Just to make people feel like they're living in an unsafe world. You know, they always say, you know, the greatest trick that ever the devil ever pulled was proving to the world that he didn't exist. You know, so maybe that's what it is. Maybe, you know, the powers that be want to see this happening, because as long as people are at each other's throats, we can't come together. And if we can't come together, then we can't make decisions. And if we can't, you know, as a whole, and if we can't make decisions as a whole, then we can't do what they did over there in the Ukraine and get it popping. I'm just saying, just playing devil's advocate, you know, what if is what I'm saying to you. You know, not saying I'm trying to overthrow the world or nothing. I'm just saying, what if? It's ironic to me. Every time something happens, ISIS did this, just did that. But anyway. Moving forward, I digress. Fighting tonight, sports. There's a fight. My man, what's my man's name? Let me get the information real quick, because my man just hit me about it. Like, yo, you know these cats is fighting, and I was like, eh. Now, and this kind of pisses me off, because I like boxing is my sport. It's Crawford, so Crawford fighting up. Postal, or whatever you say his name. But here's the thing that gets under my skin. Crawford is a good fighter. I give him credit. But Crawford ain't no big name to go pay-per-view. They have gotten so obsessed with pay-per-view scenes that everybody's pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to mentor kids, and I remember one day I stepped outside, two kids were about to fight, and I was like, man, y'all about to go over there and fight? And I was like, man, cut that mess out. And they was over there like, yeah, we're going to get this popping as soon as we get it on pay-per-view. Like, that's how bad pay-per-view is right now. Everybody is getting pay-per-view fights. It used to be a time. Let me break it down for y'all what I'm talking. It used to be a time you did the Friday night fights, the Saturday night fights, as you came up. You know, once you came out of the amateur rankings and started actually fighting professionally, you know, and as you come up, you do your Friday night fights, the Saturday night fights. That was on TV. Then they start having fights on HBO. Once you started hitting HBO Showtime boxing, that meant you was going somewhere. And as you started to progress, you're moving on, you're looking good. Now, when you get a pay-per-view, that means you have arrived. You have made enough noise. You have beaten enough dudes to where your pay-per-view ranking or status has gone up. So people now want to pay to see you get it in. The problem with this is pay-per-view has become such the draw that now every fighter goes to pay-per-view. You know, it's like they just started recently trying to, if you're not hitting, let me school you. They just started recently trying to bring back, you know, the Friday night fights, the Saturday night fights, not only on regular TV but on HBO as well. Because it used to, like I said, maybe for the last maybe close to 10 years, almost every fight has been pay-per-view. You got to be pay-per-view worthy. Understand this. You can't just jump on a card. If I was Crawford, I would have said, hey, look, man, let me just do this on regular CBS or something, you know, Saturday Night Fights or HBO, and get me some people in. Nobody's going to pay. Crawford's going to lose on this. I don't care if he wins the fight or not. He's going to lose on his money because they're not going to sell a game. I don't care if I'm a boxing fan. They're not going to sell enough pay-per-views to really warrant him eating like that, man. Like, he's going to take a hit, honestly. I mean, I'm going to watch the fight. I ain't going to get it on pay-per-view. I'm going to watch it just because, you know, I got to connect. But I'm going to watch it. But I still think him going pay-per-view, not a good look, Crawford. I wouldn't do it, man. I'm going to be honest. World's still buzzing and bugging about Dwayne Wade going to Chicago. I think it's a good look, man. I don't see a problem in it. Everybody's still like, oh, I can't believe this. People still bugging at Derrick Rose. Go ahead and went to New York. You know, they bugging that my man went to Golden State. You know, Durant. Everybody's bugging. I don't really see the problem. You have to understand that this is a business, and in this business, I gotta put myself on a team that is going to see me through to the championship. Nobody, I said it before, man, nobody's in the NBA in any sport for the hell of it. Nobody's in it just to be the coolest dude on the bench. Nobody's doing this just to get by. You dig what I'm saying? Like, when you join a sports organization, when you get in the sports period, you're doing it to become somebody. You know, you're not, yo, I'm going to be the best mediocre player in the world, man. I can't wait. No, nobody's doing that. If you are, well, then you do that's on the bench and you sitting on the, you know, you sit over there and complain or whine or do whatever you're doing, play your position. But the real ballers, the cats that's trying to make names, they're out there trying to make a name. And if going to a team that's going to assure that happens, then I say do it, man. Everybody's mad that Durant made that move. I ain't mad that Durant made that move. And then everybody's like, well, you went to a team that been beating you the last couple of years, and it's not like you couldn't have beat them, and da da da. Well, hey, maybe he felt like, you know what? The money over here is nice. The team is nice. I can ball with these cats, and I want to win. Everybody talking LeBron. Ain't nobody talking Durant. I feel they should be. I'm going to keep it funky with you. You know, I feel they should be. So maybe this is his opportunity to say, hey, you know what? They ain't talking me yet, but when I get over here and start balling with these dudes, they are. You know what I mean? This could be the beginning for him. And the funny thing is in sports, what people don't understand is in sports, when you start hitting like 28, 29, 30 years old, in sports, they look at you as old. So, yeah, man, he got to get it. He got to get it and get it now. You know, you do not want to be an Iverson caught out there, you know, hoping that, you know, man, you know, somebody's going to pick me up and then I'm going to make it. It's not going to happen, man. It's just not. So I personally am not mad at him doing it. I think big ups and more power to him. And if Golden State come out swinging next year, everybody going to be eating them words. So that's kind of what I'm hoping is going to happen, honestly. The election's going on. I don't never really talk politics. But you know what? No. And I don't. I don't talk politics. So, and we're not going to right now. That's how that's going to work. Anyway, moving on, man. So many things happening, like I said, in the world. Movies coming up. It's coming soon. I don't know if I'm excited or not. Suicide Squad comes out August 5th. DC has just been such a disappointment in their movies to me. I mean, you literally can count the good movies DC has with their characters. You got the very first two Supermen, the Christopher Reeve Superman. And then you got the Batmans with Michael Keaton, 1 and 2. You got the Val Kilmer Batman. And that was only good because you had Two-Face and the Riddler, and they both did the damn thing. So they did good. Then you got the newer Batmans with my man Christian Bale. And that's about it, man. The newer Supermans are garbage. The Green Lantern was garbage. The Batman vs. Superman was super garbage. Like, these cats, like, they've done such a horrible job in recreating their characters. In fact, in the Batman Superman, y'all heard me say this before, the only part that was good to me was Wonder Woman, and then how they showed each person, like, they showed them, you know, tracking the power. So it showed the Flash becoming the Flash and Cyborg becoming Cyborg. Those was the only dope joints to me, really. So I don't know how I feel about the Suicide Squad. Y'all have heard me over time complain about making characters black just to make them black. So Will Smith is playing a character who is not a black character. Deadshot is not a black character. Some have made him to look Hispanic or Hispanic-esque, but he's not black, you know, nonetheless. You know, but for the most part, if you follow, he's white. You know what I mean? I don't like that. Don't make a dude black to be black. There's plenty of other cats you could have put in there that could have played the part. He could have been the one ninja dude, you know, because they got a Suicide Squad movie already, you know, first of all, animated movie. So to me, what kills me with DC is you have animated movies of these characters already. Not saying Marvel doesn't, but follow suit. For example, here's a perfect example. If y'all not hip, I'm about to make you hip. Perfect example. When Marvel did their first Avengers movie, and they had the little alien invasion, the Chitauri or whatever they was called, they had an animated movie. Now, there were certain things they changed and didn't really show or whatever the case, so be it. But the animated movie and the real movie were very close to each other. There was changes, of course, you know, because you got to do it for the movie, but there was changes. But they were very close in the alien aspect and the name and so forth. You know what I mean? So that's why that was a good movie, because they didn't deviate from an already existing script. You dig what I'm saying? You know, but they made some changes here and there. They always do, but they didn't swing for the fence and miss. DC seems to always swing for the fence and miss. You know, they always try to recreate and change stuff, and that's where they're messing up. Like, people tried to come out and say, well, you know, the reason Marvel fans don't like the Batman vs. Superman movie because intellectually, shut up. It's a movie based on a comic book character, two comic book characters. There's no let's be deep about it and all this other stuff. You know, and that's what messes these movies up, which is why X-Men have been horrible. Let me keep it funky with you. The X-Men have, like, they ain't been super horrible, but they've been, like, right there on the fence. Like, they've been like, because you don't really want to hate the X-Men, because Hugh Jackman did his thing as Wolverine, and he did such a good job, you don't want to hate him. But just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to hate them, but they're not really that good because you like the characters that they have playing. Certain people, like my man that plays Cyclops, great Cyclops. The chick that was Jean Grey, great Jean Grey. Great Professor X. All of these characters, Iceman, all of them was dope. You know, the Rogue was whack. They ain't done Sabretooth right yet. Dude that played Magneto was good. You know what I mean? These things are good. They're doing them, but they're doing good character placement, but they're just doing a horrible job with the storylines that they're coming up with and how they change them, because that Apocalypse joint was horrible. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? Again, this is the Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I had to make sure I jump in and say that. And we're just talking about anything and everything. Today is our 100th episode. And we are talking what is going on inside my mind. And now I'm just kind of, even though I'm talking news and breaking it down, these are some of the things that go on in my head. I am a superhero fanatic. I am a movie nut. I am a boxing aficionado. I mean, these are the things I'm into. And, of course, I love hip-hop. So I'm going to represent all day, all a.m., with music that represents me, that's in my head. I think y'all need to understand some things. So we are going to get into it. Let's get into it. So here's topic number one, if you will, that had me thinking. Since, you know, and again, my mind can go in some different places, so feel free to travel with me, roll with me, and call in 607-203-5357. Chime in on things. I want to know what's on your mind, too. So chime in on anything that you've heard. If you want to talk about the LeBron situation and all the cats, you know, switching teams and all that in basketball, which, again, I don't think is a bad move. You know, when you got dudes that LeBron made his move, nobody seemed to have a problem with it. And everybody's like, well, he didn't go to a team that was beating him. So what? So what? Doesn't matter what team he went to. He went to a team to win, and they won. You know what I mean? I believe it was some kind of but, you know, hey, it happens, right? So there you go. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So on my mind right now, here's one of the things that's on my mind. And this is just, as I have to say that this is not an R-rated version show. Like, I guess I said it might be a little R-rated, so I did put an R rating on it, but because certain things that are in my mind can be a little perverse, I guess, but I'm just going to say it anyway, and y'all roll with me. All right, so here's my question to women. Do women with small boobs feel the same way that a man with a small penis feels? I just had to ask that question. Because when you hear women talk about a man with a small penis, they go in. Girl, blah, blah, this, blah, 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 blah. He knew what he was doing, but, you know, they instantly go in, they talk trash. If you didn't know what you was doing, if you did know what you was doing, it doesn't matter. They go in, they do the part. Dudes, we don't really do that. We'll be like, yo, she has some small boobs, man, but the booty was nice. You know what I'm saying? Or, oh, man, she's the get down was dope. So that has me wondering, like, do women run around like really kind of – well, I mean, I guess they kind of do since they run out and get, you know, implants and all that other stuff. But does it matter for y'all? Are y'all really like – are women out there really the itty-bitty titty committee? Are y'all really like that concerned? Because I know how fellas with small packages, they be going through it. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it funky with you. All right? They go through it. So I want to know how do – do women handle it that way? Are they like, I don't even care? If you don't have a butt, if you're a woman that don't have a butt, are you like, damn, man, like I'm half a woman? You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to know. Are you less than a woman if your physical get down is not exactly what you want it to be? You know? I mean, because now you can do a little bit of everything, from butt lifts to, you know, Sono Bellow to whatever else. You can do a million different things now to change your body. But for those that don't, what do you do? How do you feel? Feel free to call in 607-203-5357. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. This is our 100th episode, and we just going in on any and everything. That's the question. That's what we're talking. And again, we're going in my mind with music, so nothing that's just laid out and fit like normal. It's just kind of what's dope is dope. So here we go.
I'm with this. I'm just going to sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Because it's 88. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word. I'm ready. Rapper stepping to me. They wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And step into me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Harv? Do dog food. To a competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This slave I get to wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane starts to talk, cause I'm the Big Daddy. The rappers be hoping to sound like me so soon. I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field and court. Then again, on second thought, the half of these coming out sounding so similar. It's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your best, don't mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraph. I manifest, rap prime minister. Some say sinister, non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, climax, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next the formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, pause, it's I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step through me, I think you should know that. The name is Big Daddy, you know, as in your father. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them CZ evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation or an animation, a cartoon of me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. Then if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with it. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You sound like the herder. Another MC to try to get with me. I'll just break them and make them and break them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Off along the way.
One of the illest MCs of all time. If he is not in your top 10, something is wrong. Again, this is our 100th episode, and we're just going inside the mind of me, talking about anything and everything that's on my mind. I asked the question. The question was simple. Do ladies, now I ain't talking about the ones that go out and get their stuff done and all that, but do ladies with naturally who just got small boobs, do they feel the same way that dudes with small penises feel? Do they feel like less of a woman? If you don't have a butt, are you less? Do you feel like half a woman? Like if you ain't got breasts and butt, do you feel some kind of way? These are the things that are going in my mind, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I need you to understand. Again, that's what we're talking about. We're going inside my mind. These are things that roll around in my head constantly. When I see a small-breasted woman and she's walking, I feel like, you know, when I see a little UNICEF kid, I'd be like, oh, or she has no boobs. Like, we should help her. We should be like a fund around the world, like, you know, small-breasted women. Yes, you 75 cents a day can help little Tawana with her boobs. Tawana has had saggage for all her life, and she has not known how to handle it. But now, just for 75 cents a day, you can adopt a boob. You know, I'm just saying, maybe it could happen. It could work out, right? I think that could be dope. What's good, Carla? What's going on?
Hey, good morning. It's Lala. Just checking out what's on Scooter's mind.
What's going on with you,
I couldn't even speak on what you just spoke on because I'm overblessed, you know. So maybe
friends.
We got the extra. I'm always willing to share too. It just they ain't lined up that way medically. I'd be like, I'm willing
friends.
To go in under the knife and share. You could have some of my ass.
like when you go out with your friends. Like, do you got a small boob friend, or is all your team just well endowed?
All my girls are beautiful, but what I encounter, because I just don't notice. I don't meet a woman or hang out with a woman and go, oh, she doesn't have tits. I don't even notice. But what I have noticed is they will notice my triple D's and speak on it, you know, and then I feel awkward because this happens with the small titty girls. Oh, yeah, I don't have any tits. Well, shit, now I'm supposed to feel guilty? I don't even know what to say to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, where did this come from? So maybe what you're suggesting is going on in their heads. I don't know.
I see small boob women always touch big boob women's boobs. Like, I always see them. Like, and y'all women are like, friendly about
I think
that.
They're checking to see if they're bought. Boobs. That's what I think they're doing.
They're giving it the weight test. Like, let's see.
I think they're being slick, trying to figure out, oh, they're fake or something. I don't know what they're doing. It's just weird. They grab them off, too. They ain't got a big ass. They like slapping big asses and touching them.
They sure do. They do. You know, and that's the one thing. I guess the beauty of being a man, because we don't do that. We don't be like, a dude won't even really, you got to be tight with your friends. I don't think I've ever had a
But still,
friend.
They're not going to come up on you and grab your crotch. Hey,
no,
it must be
not.
Nice to have
they're
a big
not.
Dick. You know
yeah,
what I'm
well,
saying?
We don't do that.
So, but the girls do. I've had my tits grabbed with no warning before.
Yeah, we're not checking. We don't really give a damn if you got what you're working with. I got my own plumbing. You know, I don't need to worry about what kind of pipes you carrying around. That's just how dudes are. But... And you know, and we don't talk. Maybe we should. We don't talk because I'm gonna tell you, I got a friend. I ain't gonna say no name, but I got a friend. He's a family friend. He like grew up with us, and he thinks he's like that dude. Like he's like model material. You know, always like a lot of chicks.
Oh,
be at
the
him.
Ultra alpha male.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of women be at him. A lot of women be at him. You know, he's a good looking dude. He got a good build, everything. But here's the thing. He thinks he's like, you know, that Adonis type dude. So one day him and my brother go hanging out, and my brother takes him over to this chick's crib, and she's got a friend that wants to meet him. Now he's in there, he's suave. He's like, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, they end up going to separate rooms, this chick in her room and this chick in her room. So like a week later, let's fast forward, a week later, my brother's back over there, and he's talking to the girl and her friend, and she's like, yo, don't ever bring your boy back. And he's like, what? He was cool, right? Y'all kicked it, y'all hang out. She's like, man, we got back in the room, and he pulled out a condom and pulled the condom out and pulled it over his penis and his balls.
I was like, yo, what?
So my brother.
I don't even
want to
know
like,
that even happens.
So I'm falling out. I can't believe it because I know the type of dude he is. Like, he thinks he's a fly guy, but, you know. Like, he's that type of pull out the magnum.
Oh,
like,
I think we're dealing with projection of overcompensation now. That's what I think is going on.
Yeah, exactly what you said.
He's probably going to have a sports car, too.
Like, he don't got a sports car, but he got one of them, like, fancy, like, I think a BMW or a Lexus or something, like, really outrageous.
Right, he's doing the best he can to show off.
Right,
to distract.
Right. You know, but it was funny because, like, he's that type of dude though. He thinks like, you know, when he nothing his shit don't stink. He's that type of dude. You know what I mean? Like,
I think he's projecting. I think there is a little man syndrome going on deep inside.
Yeah, he's that type of dude that he feels every woman wants him. Like when we was kids, he used to be like, yo, man, I got this one coming over. Check this out. So like, it's funny to hear that to me because it's like, yo, like. Do dudes really, because women with small boobs, most of them from what I gather, give or take, don't really care. You know, as long as they take care of themselves, they be like, you know, because I've seen women, like, I got small boobs and I don't even care. Now, I know some, like you said, that'll be like, oh, my God, and grab up on your boobs. But I guess because women, you know, like, want to fly. But a dude, like, when a dude thinks he's fly, you know, when he thinks that he is God's gift, there's no bringing him off the edge. He is he is just out there. It's not. I'm telling you. I got a friend. I had a friend. And maybe more of an associate. I don't know. Anyway, who thought he was God's gift. And no matter how you said it to him, I used to be like, yo, man, you might want to slow up on your approach, man. Nah. You couldn't tell him that he was saying something wrong. You couldn't tell him that maybe he needed to change his
approach. You know what it sounds to me like, Scooter? Again, he's compensating. So his game plan is to rush him hard and fast with the big dazzle him so that when it comes time for his conquering moment, they have so much of the other to weigh the difference. That's what I think is going on with your friend.
I'm going to tell you the question I have for women. All right. Well, for anybody, women and men. This is a women and man question, but I'm a man, so I guess I'm directing it to the men. Women, you can chime in too. As a man, when you get a woman home and she comes out her clothes, if she don't got butt or breast or at least a little bit of both, do you feel cheated? I want to know. 607-203-5357. I mean, I just want to know, do they feel cheated? I mean, because most of the time women, you know, are made up anyway. But do you feel? I know I feel cheated. If I thought your boobs were big and you know, your butt looks fluffy and whatever you're wearing, and I get home and you come about all of that stuff, and I feel cheated. I'm going to tell you that straight up. I feel like, yo, you just sold me a name brand product that wasn't really a name brand. Like, you took my Sony TV that really was maybe like a Hashitashi, and then you just threw Sony over top of it. You know what I'm saying? You just put the name. And I feel cheated.
Right.
I feel like you're ripping me off.
So when they take their hair off and hang it on a hook and pull those eyelashes off, then they wash all that contoured makeup off their face, take off the padded bra, and then come out the girdle that might have pads on the butt. What you working with for real? That you feeling cheated now, aren't you?
I'm cheated. At that point, I felt like I have bought a faulty item. You know what I'm saying? This item is defective. I need to take it back. That's how I feel. I'm gonna tell you true story. This is a true story. I can't make this up. And I think
you need to
fine
tune your radar as to what's natural.
But sometimes, like, you know, you just go with what you feel. Like, I had a woman one time years ago. I met a female. She was fly, man. We end up coming back to my pad. You know, we getting all touchy and feely. And this is, I slide her shirt up. A bunch of tissue falls out from underneath her bra. I fell out laughing. She ran to the bathroom all embarrassed. But it was funny to me. But I felt cheated, like, man, for real, because I thought, like, she looked like she had some good-sized boobs. And then all of a sudden it just went from, like, a C-cup to, like, 11-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, I was really upset about
that. Okay, so let me pose this question. I'm going to pose a question for the ladies. If there's some ladies out there, please call in and answer this for me. So with Scooter saying that now, and this happens a lot, ladies, would you be offended in public if you're, you know, getting to know a guy and he's like, so tell me the truth. Is that your natural size, or are you wearing pads? Would you be offended if he's just asking?
Yeah. You know,
so that's what I
want to
know,
like,
because I get asked, and I don't have a problem with this.
Well, maybe you're not offended because you know your boobs are real.
Exactly. So quit faking the funk, ladies. Just love yourself.
You know, I just hate the fact that, like, I want you to, you know, I need to have what is advertised. So if you advertise in big boobs, you know, or fat butt, let it be that. Now let me keep it funky with a lot of y'all women out there that's running around getting all these fake boobs and all this other stuff and turning into dolls and all that. I'm not saying there's not an arena for it, and I'm not saying there's not a man out there that likes that. Just not this man. I need you to be you. I need you to be all natural.
Right.
I love the makeup of a woman. You know, if you got small boobs and you working it, more power to you. If you got no butt and you killing it, more power to you. Now, don't get me wrong. That's not normally what I mean. I like to have both. I am a butt. butt breath man. I need them both. You know, you ain't got to be super big.
So let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? If you had a choice,
yes.
Here's your choice. You got
all
the
right.
chick with fake hair, fake eyelashes. She's got pads in her bra. She's wearing a girdle, you know, the Spanx stuff to hold shit in. Maybe even got pads on her butt, fake nails, you know, all the fake shit. Then you have a woman who's petite, small-breasted, nice little frame, natural, short, afro, beautiful face.
I'm a natural guy. I'm a natural guy.
See?
I don't like...
So shout out to those ladies. They just love themselves, you know?
I don't like a lot of face makeup, man. Honestly, I feel most women of color don't need to wear face makeup anyway, like foundation and all of that stuff. Like,
oh
if you
gosh,
got
and
lipstick,
the contour, it looks white under their eyes. You're looking like clowns. It's horrible.
If you got like a little lipstick or lip gloss and that little pencil thing that they do in the eye, the little whatever, I'm cool
eyeliner.
With that. You can stop right there. You know, I don't feel that
yeah.
you need to do anything more. I hate foundation because I know I really want to wake up next to the woman I went to bed with. I don't want to wake up and my pillow has the face from last night and now I'm looking at a new face. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want that.
No more clowns.
Right. You know, you done went in the bathroom and came back out and all of a sudden, you know, you done went from, you know, Ginger from Gilligan's Island to, you know, misery looking chick. I can't have that.
Don't let them start crying in public either, because it'll all melt down.
Yeah, you know, and that's why I'm not. I mean, again, if you're getting fake boobs and fake implants and all that, that's cool. My only issue with that is like, yo, you got to keep that up. Women tend to think, oh, I'm gonna go get a fake butt or I'm gonna go get fake breasts, and then that's that. You got to get that resurfaced like every 3-4 years. You know, getting touched up, getting it, you know, worked on and all that other stuff, because it starts to go south. You know what I mean? Like, you always got to get it touched up again, and that's the problem. That's why you got these people like look at Lil' Kim. If you have not seen how weird Lil' Kim looks, man, if y'all have not checked out the Hip Hop Honors that came on just recently, take a look at Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim went from...
That Asian
short,
chick?
Small, boo, black chick to a weird... looking half child of Michael Jackson. I don't know what the hell is going on with Lil' Kim right now.
They did work on her eyes. She looks Asian, more of a slit eye compared to her
weird.
Big, beautiful eyes she used to have.
She looks weird all the way around. Her butt
is way overdone. They
slimmed
her nose down beyond natural.
Yeah, yeah.
And
she,
they
stuck
her
probably,
with some
honestly,
fake boobs. And
She's probably the most surgically enhanced chick I've seen since Michael Jackson. Since, I mean, like, real talk. Like, she's got so much done. When I saw her at the awards, her face barely moved. Her face
yeah.
could barely
it
move.
Looks
it
swollen.
It was so
and frozen.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, I can't. I'm like, yo, she thinks this is hot. She's ruined herself. At least, and there's always,
because
like, you know,
she's
we always
followed the worldly trend instead of loving herself.
Right.
If she had any idea how much... Not just black people, all the fans that loved her, loved how she looked. But all this work she had done, I honestly don't know, but I'll bet you a banana she did it behind someone from the music industry telling her she needed to do it.
I don't know. I think
and
she might have done it on her own, but I think she might have done it on her own. I'm not discounting that the music industry probably said, hey, you know, this is a look that's hot. I think she did it to compete. I think her going to get that big old butt.
Well, that's what I mean,
because
she's being told that's what's hot, not what she was.
I think her look. Well, I don't know if she was being told that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, you can obviously see what's selling and what's hot. And I think Lil' Kim in her mind was like, "Yo, I need to stay relevant, and what's hot right now is Nicki Minaj with these fake boobs
and
this fake butt and blah blah blah."
And Nicki's trying to take my spot on the throne as a rapper.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's
I think that's what happened, too, with the younger
Lil
Nicki came out
clearly,
all distorted.
Lil' Kim clearly is ripping off Nicki Minaj right now, which is really weird to me because Nicki Minaj came out ripping off Kim. So I don't get how you can turn in to the person that was ripping you
off in
the first place.
They both look horrible now. They both look horrible. That fake butt Nicki has makes her look like an ant. like a cartoon insect of an ant. With
I mean, she got fake boobs and a fake butt, so it's just ridiculous all the way around. I'll be wondering what's going to happen when she comes up out of that. That is my question. You know, so here's something.
I don't know.
Here's something for y'all to listen to. This, again, we're in the mind of me, so I'm playing music that represents me and how I get down. So here's something for y'all to think about, because this is how us fellas, this is what we think about all day. I'm going to let y'all know that real quick.
Michelle, why you got to tell Mickey everything about us?
Because I needed somebody to talk to.
But you trying to make me seem like I started it.
What?
Look, since you seem to be forgetting, I'm gonna tell y'all what started from the beginning, alright?
Mm-hmm.
Cruising down the Ave with my homeboy Boo, laying back like Jack Mellor went to the groove. The greatest man alive was cold rocking my world. Been a rock a little harder when I thought it was fresh black girl. But hold up, I can't go out like it's nothing. I had to conjure up a cool way to stress. They call me ES, the overlord of fresh. I saw you in the dress and I just had to regret. My compliment came through in the clutch. Started to blush, then I knew what was up. Called the next morning, said, what'll it be? Then I end the movie, you're just chilling with me. She said, me. So I went and got the Slimmy. As soon as I opened the door, she said, Jimmy. It was like I was a bone and she was stretching. She got my cold, swallowed my ones like you stretching. Then after a couple weeks of good loving, my friend, she did the dummy move. She started asking for my dividends. Come around the corner looking funky fresh. Jack Bay started popping a mess. Steady tripping, cause I ain't calling last night. I finally pulled it through the sides. Don't take a hike, cause I don't need it, girl. Too many problems in this world. So go on ahead with your Jerry girl. She went to Jefferson's and Lincoln. I said, no way, no slump. What do you think this is, President say? People start bugging over things like that, honey. You know the time, so don't act funny with my money. I refuse to abuse my savings and loans. So if you want some ends, baby, best go with your own. Now I said it was before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive. Michelle, how come every time we argue it always gotta be about money?
When I was with Steady B, I had it all. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, gold, Liz Claiborne, I had it all. You ain't giving me nothing.
It's a shame nowadays you got to stay paid. It ain't like the old days when you were serenade, take walks with your girl at night in the park and in the shadow. She could leave still her heart, but the new wave 80s has everything reversible. Instead of walks, you drive a Cadillac convertible. Trying to kill you, all you need is one. To constantly bug you, to get her hair done. Every reach in her style. She's always got the rocker like a Super Bowl sack. She's tackling your pocket. And when you want to chill, you find that something always boxing. You're looking for your wallet, but your girlfriend's got it. I tried to put your D, cause you was my friend. You didn't listen, now she got you for your dividends.
You bought another dress? This is ridiculous. That's the third dress this week.
The world is very different now.
Now, I don't like to get upset and I don't like to riff. But one thing that gets me hype is when girls shoot the gift. Now, there's a little thing about the J-O-B. But what she's really trying to do is take the D-O-E and wreck your whole check on the latest design. When you're broke, it's all a joke, but when you're paid, it's fine. This advice to you, I'll lend. Begin to let it sink and you can spend. But don't get taken under, my friend. Now, I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. Now, I said it once before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. Work. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind giving my girl something or any woman for that matter if they need it. But love shouldn't be used as a personal visa card on the scrim. Cause the same way you're trying to get somebody, you can be got. Murphy's Law is still in effect. Ain't that right, Wood?
Yes, yes, yes.
Why are you looking at me like that, yeah?
Cause man, Michelle, if I knew you was going through me like this, I wouldn't never step to you from the giddy up.
If I knew you wasn't gonna provide for me, I wouldn't have talked to you anyway, straight up. I thought you was the greatest man alive, but I guess I was wrong.
I wonder if my grandpa and pop would do things like this back in the day. Cause man, this ain't worth it.
The world,
see, that's how women be thinking.
The world is very different now. The world is very different.
And this is the 80s joint. That's an 80s cut. You know what I mean? And women still think that way. So let me just say that. Let's believe you won't receive no dividends. And I think a lot, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a portion of fellas, and I might even say 50-50 that's African. I hate this statement. It ain't tricking if you got it. Well, actually, it is. It's still tricking. You're still tricking if you got it. You're just
right.
tricking because you got it. You know, don't try to,
right.
you know, yeah. don't try to change it up like all of a sudden you're different from anybody else. No, you're still tricking, you know. And that's the thing, like, fellas, let me ask you, as a woman, do you feel that men have just said forget about the whole thirst trap, get down, and now they just don't care like that? Because to me it seems like men have become so, like,
bitch-wise.
I don't want to say thirsty. I don't want to say thirsty, but they just become so, like, they don't care no more. Now they just be like, hey, girl, what's up? What's up? How you doing? What's up, ma? What's up, ma? What's up, ma? What's up with you? What's going with you? Like, now it's like,
can I get a number?
No,
that's what they say on the street. Can I get a number?
You know, it just seems like there's no more, you know, being smooth or, like, we don't do, like, I can't take you on a date no more. I can't do nothing. Like, women have become unappreciative and men have just given up on doing it all together. I'm confused right now. Like, what is going on in the world?
Women have also devalued themselves by accepting a behavior that's demeaning. And so it becomes easy for these guys to go to the next one. And the art of seduction is lost. They don't
yeah.
feel they need to develop their art of seduction because these women are, like, so thirsty with babies at the house or, you know, I need a man, I need a man. But it's blowing my mind to see the approach is demeaning and the women will go for it anyway just to have something. That's what I see.
I will agree. I will agree.
Yeah.
If you disagree, or if you do agree, feel free to call in 607-203-5357. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. This is our 100th episode, and we're just going inside my mind, talking about everything that's going on in the world. And I do agree. Women, you have played yourself. But you fellas out there playing yourself, too, because you're out there letting these women just, like, dictate everything by look. If you go on Facebook, here's what caught me. The other day, I just did this as a test. If you go on your Facebook page and you go into people you may know, like people that's not your friends, but they know how they always have that list, just scroll down
yeah.
that list of people, of women. Like, and it's usually more women than men, but when you scroll down, look how many women are in bathing suits, bra tops, spandex,
bathrooms.
You know, bathrooms. Like, they all be in there. And my thing is, like, and there's some good-looking women. Don't get me wrong, but again, like, these same women will be like, oh, my God, I can't believe he friended me. Why? If you're taking pictures like this, of course dudes are friending you. Of course they're in
your
face.
Yeah, he's curious that you're giving it up for free.
Right, because you on Facebook half naked. So, of course, he's thinking,
yeah.
well, shoot, if she's on Facebook half naked, you know, and showing off her business, then possibly.
Right, what will she do at my house?
Exactly.
Right. I already know.
You know, and that's the thing. So it's like, well, shoot, what's she going? If I can get over to the crib and she willing to pose like this in her bathroom, what's she willing to do in my bathroom? You know,
right.
And that's the thing.
With just,
like,
me around and not the whole world.
Right. Right. And so, you know, and
yeah.
the dudes, man, like, they, like, we have lost the art of macking, the art of game, the art of style. Like, we don't have none of that. Now dudes just come up and be like, yo, what's good? You know, want to go smoke
bend
blunt?
Over.
It's like, yeah, and that's exactly, though. And that's
the on
street,
the dance,
like,
floor, it's just bend over.
Right. Shoot, on the dance floor, that's all they do, man. Like, it's
I know,
crazy.
It's
I went out about a week ago with some partners of mine, and I hit the dance floor. And I'm a dancer. I love to dance. I love to hit the dance floor. So as soon as I hit the dance floor with this chick, she instantly turned around. I don't got a problem with it. But if I'm trying to get to know you or dance with you, like, every song you turned around, like, I don't know what you look like. I don't really know nothing else other than, okay, she turned around and here we go.
And
you
she's
know,
letting
I,
me rub her ass.
Pretty much, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just, it's one of those things to me, like, ladies, you playing yourself, fellas, you playing yourself, and it just seems like we can't stop it. How do we stop it, La? How do we keep it from happening? I
well,
miss the
I can
old
only
game.
Manage myself.
Yeah.
I can manage myself. I mean, these guys do approach me on occasion when they're able to access me because, you know, I'm not easily accessible. And they come with that approach. I just tell them right out, You know, clearly you've been dealing with some less than women, but you just ran up on one that would never deal with you because of the way you just approached me. I say stuff like that.
There you go.
I don't know what else to do, because I don't want him. You know what I mean? So I got to, like, deflect him real fast and check him. Like, clearly you think this is okay, and I understand it's because other women have accepted this behavior.
See,
but
and
it ain't cool with me.
I'm such a nerd about mine that if I see a woman out in public nowadays, man, I don't even know what to say anymore. I just don't even approach no more because it's like, you know what? My thought process is before I saw her, a million other cats saw her, and a million other dudes already came up with 1,000 lines. There's just really no need for me to go and add to her list of dudes that she wants to shoot
right.
down. So I won't even do it. I don't even approach that.
She wants to shoot down.
Like I said, I'm just cool with being cool. I'll be at home.
One of these kids is doing his own thing. One of these kids is one and the same. One of these kids is doing his own thing. Now it's time to say his name.
What's his name?
It's the man we all know and love.
What's his name?
I think his name is Kwame. I came home, there was company. Some young lady, friends of the family. Coming with a strut showing all maturity. She looked me over once just to make sure it's me. She hadn't any kids, no rings that she carried. So I quickly assumed this pretty girl wasn't married. The girl was fly, cover not grown. Kissed me on the cheek and said, compliments all my shoes, clothes, and some saying to my mother. Now for this lady, I kinda had the hot. She was laughing with my mother at my baby snapshot. But what got me going to set the day right is when she asked my mother to spend the night. And now my mother said, sure, let her to my door. Sleep on Kwame's bed, he can sleep on the floor. Bother me none, plus she'll go to sleep soon. Plus I was feeling lucky, I was in the same room. That night, we both couldn't sleep, so I had to do something just to keep us awake. And not be bored, so the qualm started breaking about the places I've toured. Whispered in the ear, let her know that I love her. She says,
boy, I'm older than your mother.
But she stayed silent, put her hand in my hand, says,
this old body don't need a young man.
And
whatever we do, it's between me and you.
We'll do it. So we started kissing. Ooh, she's feeling guilty. And after a while, she began feeling guilty. I said, what's wrong? Don't I make you feel happy? She says,
oh, I know what you're like.
Listen up. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? And if you are, come give me a fat kiss.
Tongue that
is you is or is you ain't my baby? Because I love like mine, I know you're old but miss. So why don't you give me a try? Look into my sleepy eyes. Let me know, oh my, tell me, girl, am I your baby, baby? You gotta let me know right now. Give it a beep, bop, beady. Let me know, no, am I now? Ow.
Excuse me, I'm
gonna
say,
with the girly playing the love surgeon. To get next to Kwame, the girly was urgent, saying,
when you touch me, don't hurt me, just
touch me. I said, oh girl, why must you be so jumpy? Her body was a winner, yo, you should hear her. The girly went,
ooh,
before I got nearer, saying, take it easy. And in my lifespan, I truly be monumental. Knocked herself well, she didn't know what to do. And the next thing started screaming was,
I love you, I love you.
At that phrase, I didn't know what to say. She says, if I said no, I would just hurt her feelings. And this girl was truly appealing. And if I said yes, she wouldn't let me go. So then I got slick and I said,
well, I don't know.
Cause this girl, she did astound me. She comes up close and wraps her arms around me and says,
oh,
really? I'm so flattered.
As I said before, you'll see these three gentlemen next week on Rap Week. They'll be special guest hosts for Rap Week on Video Vibrations. We'll be back with more.
You know, I hate when shows like Video Vibrations and them always play the song and then they don't play the whole song. A lot of people don't know that the Kwame song, that song actually is longer than that. After the, there's more to it. It's like three. There's like two other lines after that. A lot of people don't know that, but I just have to say that anyway. Because you know what? That song is the nerd in me. That's me. I'm chilling. When I come, I'm gonna do say some nerdy stuff. And if it gets your attention, it does. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't. La, it's time for us to get out of here on this 100th episode, man.
Yeah, congratulations, 100.
100 episodes. Next week, we will be back. Same bat time, same bat channel. Again, like we always do, we're going to go out with some music. Thank those for listening and tuning in. Feel free to call in next week, 607-203-5357. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am So Bosco, your host, with my co-host, Miss Lala, doing her thing.
And we're out.
We're out, man. Understand this, ladies. If you fake boobing it, fake button it, you know, figure that out, man. You got to change up your game. You know, fellas, stop tricking, man. It is tricking. Whether you got it or not, you are tricking. Straight up. That's what it is. We're going to end this.
Yo, what's up? This is Queen Latif in the house. Definitely representing Jersey on the love. Cooling and cashing, she's living single, but damn, I miss her.
I just got that one. Yeah.
I can't forget New Jersey.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. And all my family and peace I knew when I was growing. Mommy and daddy made me proud to be an Owen. Taught me to keep going, straight up but never knowing. I would become her eminence and royal highness. The Queen Latifah, no doubt one of New Jersey's finest. So, set it off, get him up on my own. Cause Jersey's what I think about when I think of home. Don't let no one get close to you except the chosen. With the ones who meant the most to you when you were broken blue. That's how fam do. That's how you stay true around these snakes that freaking smile when they hate you. I'm quick to take a ride down for in town. My experience legit. My rhymes is on hit. It's mad proof to the rumor we the shit. I can't forget.
Naughty, the Lords, we got Nikki, we got Redman, the artifacts, and Whitney.
my back is